How to buy and sell cryptocurrency. Why invest into crypto? The primary purpose of buying and selling cryptocurrencies revolves around the potential for profit, but it is essential to understand the broader context of these transactions. When you buy cryptocurrencies, you are essentially investing in a digital asset that you believe will increase in value over time. This belief can be based on various factors, including market trends, technological advancements, and the overall adoption of the cryptocurrency. One of the main motivations for purchasing cryptocurrencies is speculation. Many traders aim to buy low and sell high, taking advantage of price fluctuations. This means closely monitoring market conditions and being prepared to act quickly when opportunities arise. By developing a keen sense of market dynamics, traders can identify patterns and trends that may indicate when to enter or exit a position. Another purpose of buying cryptocurrencies is to diversify an investment portfolio. Cryptocurrencies can serve as an alternative asset class that may not correlate directly with traditional financial markets. By including cryptocurrencies in your portfolio, you can potentially reduce overall risk and enhance returns, especially during times of economic uncertainty. Additionally, some individuals buy cryptocurrencies to utilize them for specific use cases, such as making transactions, remittances, or accessing decentralized applications, DAPPs. In these cases, the goal is not just to profit from price appreciation but to engage with the technology and the ecosystem surrounding the cryptocurrency. Lastly, buying and selling cryptocurrencies can also be a hedge against inflation or currency devaluation. As more people seek to protect their wealth from traditional financial system risks, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin have emerged as a digital store of value. This perspective emphasizes the importance of understanding the long-term potential and the fundamental value propositions behind each cryptocurrency. Step-by-step guide. To start trading cryptocurrencies effectively, it's essential to know how to buy them. Follow these instructions to make your first purchase. Step 1. Choose a cryptocurrency exchange. Select a reputable cryptocurrency exchange where you can purchase cryptocurrencies. Some popular exchanges include Coinbase, Binance, and Kraken. Look for features like user-friendliness, security measures, and the variety of cryptocurrencies available. Step 2. Create an account. Once you've chosen an exchange, visit their website and sign up for an account. You will need to provide personal information, including your name, email address, and sometimes a phone number. Make sure to create a strong password to protect your account. Step 3. Verify your identity. Most exchanges require identity verification to comply with regulations. This may involve uploading a government-issued ID and proof of address. The verification process can take anywhere from a few minutes to a couple of days, depending on the exchange. Step 4. Deposit funds. After your account is verified, you need to deposit funds. Navigate to the Deposit section of your account and select your preferred payment method, such as bank transfer, credit card, or other options. Follow the instructions to complete your deposit. Note that some methods may incur fees or take longer to process. Step 5. Select the cryptocurrency to buy. Once your funds are available in your account, go to the trading section and select the cryptocurrency you want to buy. Popular choices include Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, ETH, and Litecoin, LTC. You can search for the specific cryptocurrency or browse through the available options. Step 6. Place an order. After selecting your cryptocurrency, you will need to place an order. There are typically two types of orders: market orders and limit orders. A market order buys the cryptocurrency at the current market price, while a limit order allows you to set a specific price at which you want to buy. Choose the order type that suits your strategy and enter the amount you wish to purchase. Step 7. Review and confirm your order before finalizing your purchase. Carefully review the details of your order, including the amount of cryptocurrency, the price, and any fees involved. If everything looks correct, confirm the order. Step 8. Secure your cryptocurrency. After purchasing, it's crucial to secure your cryptocurrency. While you can leave it on the exchange, it is safer to transfer it to a personal wallet. Choose between a hot wallet, online, for frequent trading, or a cold wallet, offline, for long-term storage. Follow the wallet's instructions to complete the transfer. Step 9. Monitor your investment. Keep track of your investments by regularly checking the market and your portfolio. Consider setting price alerts to notify you of significant changes. This will help you make informed decisions about when to sell or buy more. By following these steps, you can confidently begin your journey into cryptocurrency trading. Remember to stay informed and continuously learn about the market and trading strategies for better results. How to sell cryptocurrencies effectively. When it comes to selling cryptocurrencies effectively, several key strategies can enhance your trading outcomes. Understanding when and how to sell is crucial to maximizing profits and minimizing losses. First, establish your selling goals before entering a trade. Decide whether you are looking for short-term gains or long-term investment returns. This will guide your selling strategy and help you maintain discipline during volatile market movements. Next, consider setting a target price for selling your cryptocurrencies. This is the price point at which you plan to sell your holdings to secure profits. Setting this in advance can help you resist the temptation to hold on for potentially higher prices, which may not materialize. Utilize stop-loss orders to protect your investments. A stop-loss order automatically sells your cryptocurrency when it reaches a certain price. This can help limit your losses in a declining market and allows you to exit a position without having to monitor the market constantly. Stay informed about market trends and news that may impact your cryptocurrency's price. This includes following developments in the broader economy, regulatory news, and technological advancements within the cryptocurrency space. Being informed can help you make timely selling decisions. Consider the overall market sentiment. Tools such as sentiment analysis can provide insights into how other traders feel about a particular cryptocurrency. If the sentiment turns negative, it may be a signal to sell before prices drop further. Finally, don't forget to account for transaction fees when selling your cryptocurrencies. Different exchanges have varying fee structures, which can impact your overall profit. Always calculate these fees when deciding whether a sale is worthwhile. Implementing these strategies can help you sell cryptocurrencies more effectively, allowing you to maneuver the market with greater confidence and achieve your trading objectives. Keep track of your transactions. Keeping track of your cryptocurrency transactions is crucial for effective trading strategies. Proper record keeping not only helps you manage your investments but also aids in tax reporting and performance analysis. Here are some best practices to help you stay organized. Use a dedicated spreadsheet. Create a spreadsheet to record all your transactions. Include columns for the date, cryptocurrency type, amount bought or sold, price per unit, total value, fees, and the platform used for the transaction. This allows you to have a clear overview of your trading history. Track your gains and losses. Regularly update your spreadsheet with the current market prices to calculate your unrealized gains and losses. This will help you understand your portfolio's performance and inform your future trading decisions. Journal for simplicity. If keeping track of a spreadsheet is too tedious, you should at the least track your progress using a simple notebook. A notebook gives you flexibility and freedom to track what you consider to be important and allow for note-taking as well. If your investing, trading is not too complex, then this type of tracking may be more appealing. Leverage portfolio tracking apps. Consider using portfolio tracking apps that automatically sync with your exchange accounts. These tools can provide real-time data on your holdings and help streamline your tracking efforts without the need for manual entry. There are also plenty of applications you can use to manually input your transactions if in case you are using multiple exchanges and want to keep everything all in one. Keep transaction receipts. Always save the transaction receipts or confirmation emails from exchanges. These documents serve as proof of your trades and can be critical during tax season. Maintain security. Ensure that your records are stored securely. Use encrypted files or secure cloud storage to protect sensitive information. Regularly back up your data to prevent loss. Review and audit regularly. Set aside time periodically to review your transaction records. This helps identify any discrepancies and ensures your data is accurate. Regular audits can also help refine your trading strategy based on past performance. Understand tax implications. Be aware of the tax regulations regarding cryptocurrency in your jurisdiction. Keeping thorough records will simplify the process of filing taxes, as you'll need to report any gains or losses accurately. By implementing these best practices, you'll be better equipped to monitor your trades, understand your financial position, and make informed decisions in your cryptocurrency trading journey. What is staking? Staking is a process that allows cryptocurrency holders to earn rewards by participating in the network operations of a blockchain. Essentially, when you stake your cryptocurrency, you lock it up in a wallet to help support the network's operations, such as validating transactions and securing the blockchain. In return for this service, you earn additional tokens, often at a rate that exceeds traditional bank interest rates. To get started with staking, you will first need to choose a cryptocurrency that supports this feature. Popular options include Ethereum 2.0, Cardano, and Tezos. Once you've selected a cryptocurrency, follow these steps to begin staking. Acquire the cryptocurrency. Purchase the cryptocurrency you intend to stake from an exchange that supports it. Choose a staking method. There are generally two ways to stake your cryptocurrency: directly by running a node or through a staking pool. Running your own node requires technical knowledge and a significant amount of the cryptocurrency, while staking pools allow you to combine your resources with others, making it easier to stake with smaller amounts. Set up a wallet. You'll need a compatible wallet that supports staking. Some wallets are specifically designed for staking and make the process simpler. Start staking. Once your wallet is set up and your cryptocurrency is acquired, follow the instructions from your wallet or staking pool to begin the staking process. This usually involves selecting the amount you want to stake and confirming your participation. Monitor your rewards. As you stake, your rewards will accumulate over time. Keep track of your staking rewards and adjust your strategy as needed to optimize your returns. Staking can offer higher yield returns compared to traditional banks, which typically offer low interest rates on savings accounts. While returns vary depending on the cryptocurrency and the staking method, it's not uncommon to see annual returns ranging from 5% to 20% or more. However, be aware of the risks involved, including the volatility of cryptocurrency prices and the potential for loss if the network suffers from issues. By understanding and implementing staking into your crypto strategy, you can potentially earn more from your investments while contributing to the health and security of the blockchain network.